All right, dope.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
Yo, bro, can I vape on this podcast?
Yeah, bro, you can vape on this podcast. You've been a part of it for how long now? Over a year.
Just fucking you.
Over a year. All right, so we got you here, my friend. Okay, all right. Yeah. So, like, earlier we were talking, okay? And he said one of the funniest things I've ever fucking heard, bro. He was like, we were talking about shades, and I was trying to give him a pair of shades that I got for free, right? And he's like, I don't want those. He said, I want the shades that, what's that movie? The one that Tommy Guns has.
Tommy Guns.
I was like, Tommy Guns?
What do you think Tommy Gun? Who do you think of?
I'm thinking of the Top Gun game.
That's what I was, yeah. I was like.
I was close.
I was like, nah, I think you got it fucked up because it's who is it? Tom.
Ooh,
who does a movie?
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It's Tom Cruise. And then, you know, we were talking about Top Gun. So I thought it was a pretty funny, like, mix up there. I thought it was fucking hilarious. All right, John, serious question, right? Which nickname do you like better, bro? Because you got a few, I think, right?
I mean, yeah.
All right. One of my favorites for you is kind of J-Lo.
J-Lo?
How do you feel about J-Lo?
I don't mind J-Lo. J-Lo's a underrated one. Not many people say that one.
Yeah, J-Lo's tough, bro. I think you should change your Instagram to that.
Nah, but I think J-Lo is J-Lo. Like,
J-Lo is J-Lo.
Sounds girly because J-Lo kind of claimed it.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I mean, I can't live up to par with J-Lo as of now.
I think you could. I think you just need to embody it. So, like, there's J-Lo, right? There's Mini Mart.
Yeah,
Mini Mart. So J-Lo, Mini Mart, which one's better?
Probably J-Lo.
There's Jay Schmiggity.
Jay Schmiggity.
Jay Schmiggity. Schmiggity Jay.
Schmiggity Jay's the one for, like, the people, you know what I'm saying? That's the coolest.
Oh, I got that so wrong. I said Jay Schmiggity.
Schmiggity Jay. Jay Schmiggity, same thing.
Yeah, it flips around all the time, bro. It doesn't really matter. Do you have any nicknames?
No. I mean, yeah, but...
Like Money Mike.
Money Mike.
Big Money Mike.
You know what's funny? People call him Big Mike all the time. It's fucking ironic.
You probably get tight as shit. Like, I'm not that big, guys.
Nah, I think it's cool. There's like, yo, Big Mike.
Big Mike coming through. Any other nicknames?
Nah, not really. Oh, my friends call me Majek.
Majek?
Majek.
Yeah. What's that from?
I don't know.
Is that like a Mick Jagger?
It was so many things, they just mixed it up. So it just became, it just finally came Majek.
Interesting. Very interesting. Do you have any more?
I mean, after a while, so I was called Lobos for like all the high school and whatnot. I came to the point where people started calling me Lobe for short. Like,
damn.
I don't mind. I think it's kind of funny.
It's lazy.
Lobe sounds cool. Doesn't Lobos mean wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that in like sixth grade. Everyone started staring at me.
Yeah, you thought you were cool as shit, right?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, he went back home, started howling at the moon. Yo, all right, so check it out. We appreciate you all for being here. Welcome to the Middleman Podcast. We got Michael on the fucking camera. When does that ever happen?
Yes.
It doesn't. We got Michael on the camera over here, and we got the man, the myth, the legend, this motherfucker right here. This guy got a crazy head of hair. He's also my little brother, bro. So what's up, bro? Welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming around. And that was the intention of this show, was just some more so have like a leisure conversation amongst people who I consider my family. Shout out to Chris. Unfortunately, he's not here. He was supposed to be here, my older brother. And this is going to be a big family like podcast. And it could have been real, real fun, you know. But nonetheless, we're here. We're going to make it happen. So thank you, Mike, for being here.
Yeah.
And J-Lo, welcome to the Middleman Podcast, bro.
Thank you.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. So seriously, though, bro, your hair is like the craziest thing to me, bro. Because developing, right? Growing up with this kid, right? Growing up, he's always been younger. He's been a lot younger than me, and he's always been shorter. Now he's taller than me. Probably has a better. He has a better goatee than me, I'll be honest. But you have good, bro.
Sorry.
You couldn't. Hold on. You couldn't.
No. I wanted to hear it through the mic, bro.
Yo, you're crazy, bro.
Yeah, the head of hair.
The head of hair, bro. What it looks like you. I said when he came into my apartment today, I was like, "Yo, what happened? Did you just go Super Saiyan? What the fuck's going on?"
I mean, like when it comes to it, I think you, Chris, Mom, biggest haters of it.
Yo, when you're off to the side, it doesn't pick you up well.
Like
there you go. Yeah, perfect.
So like my family, you guys have like the most word about it, how it's crazy or whatnot. But everyone else I talk to, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's my hairstyle.
Is it cool?
I mean, yeah, in a careless way, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I
but
mean,
like in a nice way, like if you're going to an event, nah, like fix your hair. But
so like adult haircut, you don't think this is an adult haircut?
No, bro. I don't think that's an adult haircut.
He's in school, so it's like.
But like, if I further down the line, I go to a job interview, real job.
Yes.
I'm a businessman suit, right?
Yeah.
I can't rock with this.
Nah, that'd be like, yo, this kid just woke up. Like, you gotta fix it up. You know what I mean?
I'm walking in with this.
So do you wake up and just walk out of the crib, or do you?
I mean, like, I give it like a little fluff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like my hair does got volume to it, so I'll wake it up a little bit.
This guy.
So then. That's how it is throughout the day.
That's funny. We just splash some water in and...
No. It's literally just handwork.
Yo, Lily's going to see you do that, by the way.
Okay. I think I did it before in front of her.
It's my mother, guys.
Yeah.
If there's any podcast that she's going to watch, probably give me this one. So there's something that I keep on the table over here, but I had to move it off the table because, you know, she always says something about... I'm not even going to say it. You know, I'm hopefully she don't hear what you said. Because you guys are trying to throw me under the bus here. Por favor, no se usas los... We know what that is. Yeah. So, adult haircut. I'm sorry. I don't think you're passing that.
I think so.
I don't think you're passing that, bro.
I got a job already.
Yeah. That you fucking do Tokyo Drift donuts in on a fork truck. Wait, amazing.
So, it means you're forklift certified?
Forklift certified.
Damn.
On my worksite premises.
You got like a little ID or something?
Nah, it's just whenever I'm on that land, I could drive it.
Okay.
That's about it.
I want to be forklift certified.
It's not hard. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Right now, wearing a sweater is probably the worst decision of my life. I am fucking hot. Like, it's real hot. Like, and I'm drinking some alcohol. Like, I already feel this shit fucking sweating bad, guys. Sweating bad. What's up?
Bro, last time I went to see your mom,
mm-hmm.
Karina brought some, it's called. It's this white drink.
Coquito.
Yeah, but she mixed alcohol in it.
Bacardi. That's what it is.
Yeah, I drank most of it. Not gonna lie, I felt bad. But I drank most of it. It was really good.
Yeah, you wanna know something funny? Most coquitos made with alcohol.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Christmas drink or something like that.
No, I think if you just say coquito, they're gonna give it you with alcohol. You have to say a virgin coquito to not have it with alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It is a holiday thing. No, it is a holiday thing. But I had a podcast with Coca Vida Coquito. And they're still doing their thing. They do it all year long, bro. They're from New York. They be sending bottles. Yeah, they had coquito infused with like THC.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was tough. That shit gave me a real good body high. Yeah, cool. It was a good time. It was a good time. All right, guys. So Thanksgiving coming around, right? I think we've had some pretty memorable Thanksgiving, memorable moments.
This table right here.
This table right here. I swear, bro. All right, last year, guys. This table was asked to be broken down and transferred to a different location so we could partake in the Thanksgiving holiday. And let me tell you, I was fucking pissed. I was real mad, bro. You were here with me, weren't you? Oh man.
What was that?
I stained your pants.
Oh yeah,
last year.
It was great.
Yeah. You're right. All right. Let me rephrase that. John was holding down my legendary ham of the year, you know? I'm the ham guy around Thanksgiving. Makes no sense. It started 4 years ago. And, like, every year I would just get, like, a free ham, and that's why I kept funding the ham. But, yeah, so you held down the ham for me and fucking stained your brand-new clothes, man.
Honestly, I think that might have been my fault. Like, thinking back on it, I kind of had it, like, crumpled up and folded, and it kind of just spilled out.
Well, I made the most disgusting candy yam, so it's not even your fault, bro.
Oh, it was?
It wasn't even a ham. It wasn't even a ham.
Yeah, I didn't try.
The ham, no problem. That's why we stick with the fucking ham. I tried fucking candy yams this year, man, and that shit was awful.
Yeah,
was
I mean, like...
I'm sorry.
I think we threw out the whole tray. I think I told him, I said, oh, it's okay. You can throw it out. I won't be upset.
Effort, though. I was like, dang.
I had to try, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, the 1 year Charlie made the turkey, I think it was either the last year or the year before that one. I'm not too sure. But he left it in the oven for like an extra 3 minutes. And then we took it out. And Charlie was like, oh, man, I'm real sorry. I know it's going to be dry, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I still ate it all. I took a whole leg. And when I bit into it, it really was like sand. But like, I had to dug it through. I appreciated it.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, love it. He knew.
Yeah, he always cooks the turkey. He won't let anyone else cook it. He will not let anyone else.
I never picked that up that he's a turkey guy.
I mean, it tasted good still.
Yeah.
I just
me and him ate it for like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes, right? That's usually how it goes. Yeah. All right, yeah. So let's be honest. Most Hispanics, we make a ham and a chicken.
A little small.
It's just how it is. Because a ham and a turkey is a lot, you know, especially for like a gang of eight. So a lot. Still a lot. Mike, what's your, do you have any memorable Thanksgiving moments, bro? Did you, so like, Nicole, take me, thank you for Nicole for being in the studio again, being our photographer and our videographer off to the side. But take me through history, right? Was it Thanksgiving when Michael made that statement that, you know, basically branded him for the rest of his life? I think you know what statement I'm talking about.
I know.
Sure. Yeah, he knows what I'm talking about. The one that, you know, refers to him as a person. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I remember what it was, but
come
I
on, bro. It refers to you as a person. That's as literal as it could get.
I was saying something. I was like, who I am or some shit.
Say my name?
Yeah, say my name.
Say my name?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, bro.
At like fucking 10 years old, 11 years old, this kid like slaps the table and he's like, say my name?
Bro, I remember that day. I was making everyone laugh for some reason.
Yeah, like, we were in tears, bro. That was, and I feel like that was a Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a Thanksgiving, yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. I'm not too sure. So, I don't know, man. We're not one of those families that has like Thanksgiving like fights, right? You guys can't recall any fights in Thanksgiving? Yeah. Until we play Monopoly. No, yeah, exactly.
Never get angry at Monopoly. No. He gets angry at Monopoly.
Yeah, because you over there fucking building teams.
Bro, gotta do what you gotta do to win. It's Monopoly. I'm monopolizing.
You know what ruins Monopoly? The couples. That's what always ruins it.
Because
you're like, oh, you're giving that property to her.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, oh, are you bankrupt, honey? Oh, don't worry. I gotcha. Let me slide you a little $100. You're fucking taking out the trash tomorrow. Like, that's how it is. Monopoly gets me tight. Uno gets me even madder.
Uno? I never got mad at
it. It's because I don't lose. I'm a Uno king.
I'll play after this. Like, we're going to win.
There were little fights in at Thanksgiving, but it was set up fights. It was down in the basement.
Yo.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah, no, I actually wanted to talk about that. We're horrible people. And by we, I mean the older siblings, okay? The older siblings, Nicole, you're not excluded from this because even you and I box. But ultimately, we're going to have to fault the eldest, which is Charlie and Chris, for this fiasco. There was a time in our lives where there really wasn't much going on. The parents were upstairs. They were partying. They were getting drunk. And we would just go downstairs and just chill out in a basement, do whatever, you know, what was it? Nerf guns. Just anything, play pool, anything and everything we would do. But someone had the brilliant idea to start like a cage fight, you know, downstairs. And it was Charlie and Chris probably because, you know, they were in the UFC. They were older than us, right? But they had an idea to start a cage fight. And like, here's the thing is we were the Martinez's and the Encarnados were a clan of three. Okay. Three and three apiece. All right. So it had to go down, essentially. It had to go down. So we put some gloves on, some fucking mouthpieces in and shit. Nah, no mouthpieces. I think, did we have headgear or was it just gloves?
It was just gloves.
Just gloves.
We weren't safe.
Just gloves. And first would be Chris and Charlie, and they go after it. And John and I would be coaching Chris as Nicole and Mike were coaching Charlie through the fight, trying to make sure they're okay. Next round would be Nicole and I, and Nicole and I aren't the same gender, so there was an added pressure on me always, bro. I'm sorry.
You still put up a fight, though.
You still put up a fight. What? Like, shit. So, yeah, it'd be round
classes.
Round two. Yeah, we had weight classes, exactly. And then the deciding factor were you guys.
Yeah.
So Describe that, guys. Were we assholes? Were we not good people to you?
To be honest, me and John didn't want to do it. I think we would just go to the ground and not try to hit each other. I'm like, that's my boy.
I remember real vividly. It was every time Chris would tell me something, I'd stare and look at him, and he'd start yelling at me, "Don't look at me, keep fighting." It was every time.
Oh man, no, that was some real shit, man. Now we have a little sister in the crew, in the Martinez crew. I guess she won't be in part of these fights. She won't have the luxury of going to war with all of us, you know?
She'll learn.
One thing I forgot to say last time I had three people on the show was I want to apologize to everyone and anyone who I've had in this disgusting-ass seat. like this bar stool seat that I'm sitting on. Yo, if you were here, shout out to Charlie Roy, okay? Charlie Roy was the first one who sat down. I see, yeah, bro, I'm sorry about the chair. He sat down. He said, damn, bro. He said, got a pillow? And I was like, yeah, it's that bad? He's like, yeah, bro. I was like, all right, yeah, let me get you a pillow. So I got him a pillow, and we dedicated a pillow to the podcast, right? Mm. Then eventually we upgraded. We got these chairs. I had a podcast with Fabio and Rolly. I Love You Productions. I'm sitting in it, bro. Midway through the show, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, this chair sucks. So I felt god-awful. I felt terrible for having anyone and everyone sit in this chair. I got the podcast pillow supporting me right now because I'm not holding it down, bro.
That chair was freaking me out.
I mean, it do have to lean back.
Yeah, that chair is broken. Facebook Marketplace.
You bought it.
Yeah, they bargained for it. He said $20. I said, I'll give you $10. It's broken. He said, you got it. He said, you got it, man. You got it. All right, so growing up, right? Let's just talk about some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
John got fly, like out of nowhere. Respect to you.
Jeez.
You know, respect to you.
Yeah, you got tall.
Yeah, you got tall. Yeah, you got tall. You're a grown man now. Yeah. You know, it's very, it's different. It's different. So, I mean, seeing me to where I'm at, is it weird?
Weird in what aspect?
Just seeing where I'm at, bro. You know, think about it. I'm like 25. You know, I'm over here doing this shit. You know, is it weird to see where I'm at?
I mean, not really.
Could you see you saw it coming or anything?
No, I wouldn't really think about what you were going to do in the future. I just know, like, the general basis. I imagine, like, you and Chris get your own house, get your own, you know, positions in your job and your hobbies and whatnot. But I didn't know the podcasting, that was actually like a curveball. I didn't see podcasting coming. But it's coming out real good, you know what I'm saying? It's working out nice.
He's a fake fan.
Bro.
I'm calling him out right now.
Yeah, John found out today you had a podcast.
Yo.
Nah, I don't tune in all the time, but I do always support. I got the cards in my wallet and in my car. So anyone that comes in, they usually grab one.
All right, do they really?
Yeah.
All right. You putting them on?
Yeah.
All right. All right, I respect it, bro. I respect it. Your social media is pretty dry.
I don't really use it.
You're a little odd one. You too. You're a little odd with
that. Yeah, I don't know.
What's up with that? Talk me through it.
I don't know. Both of you.
It's Instagram, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big picture dude. You know, mom kind of instilled that in me. I'm not really big into pictures. And like Snapchat is cool. It's basically like just to see what's going on. Instagram's usually just to catch up with sports.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was just never big on, like, posting pictures, building up my Instagram, and, like, worrying about it or anything. I just made one because of school. So everyone wanted my Instagram, so I made one. I was like, all right, fine. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you guys are a little bit different. Yo, let me ask you this, right? So if someone were to come up to you guys, right? I'm gonna have you guys answer first, and then I'll answer myself. If someone were to come up to you guys, and they knew your whole family, they knew your siblings, blah, 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 right? Yeah. And they ask you to describe your siblings and then yourself. You know, how would you describe yourselves? You know what I mean? I mean, Nicole's here. If you want to talk about her, that's cool. I'd say we'll keep Charlie out the picture because he's not here. He can't defend himself. But, you know, you can represent how you feel about me. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about how I feel about you and what you think you are in a family. Same as you, Michael, you know, because I've wanted to think of this question, you know, family legacy, guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family legacy, you know. What are the Martinez's known for? What are the Incarnados known for? Maybe we're not known for anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we be known for while we're here? You feel me? So think about that. Think about your place in the family. Think about what you serve and, you know, where things can go in the future. So who wants to go first?
So, like, I think, like, me, Charlie, and Nicole, we're very close, you know. And I feel like we're very welcoming. Like, anyone that comes near us would be really comfortable with them. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just anyone. Really, like a new girlfriend or something like that, but just like all together, like I feel like we just work together, you know. Like a lot of people I know have a sibling, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I don't really talk to him. He lives in like somewhere." I'm like, "How?" Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm like, I talk to my brother and sister all the time, but I don't know. For all three of us, I think like we just gotta, like we just like work together and we just help each other out. Especially me being the youngest, I feel like Charlie and Nicole wanted to see me succeed. Like they've been through their shit, and then. Now they just want to see me.
So the legacy of the family, would you say, is to help people and be hospitable, you know, allow people to come through?
I feel like eventually all three of us and stuff, all of us are going to have our own houses and start throwing parties. Like, remember when we were younger? Yeah. We had all these parties all the time.
Yeah, what great times. There wasn't a recession back then. And this is some real shit, bro. Like, this was some, like, real highlight of our careers when we were growing up. Yeah. It was, like, every weekend there was a pig being roasted at the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
A full pig. Not just the ribs, it's a full pig. So, like, these people were wealthy back in the day. They were spending it on the Coronas, Modelos, and parties.
Yeah, bro, pool tables, everything. We were just chilling. Yeah. I feel like we should just kind of recreate that when we're older. You know what I mean?
I'll do it. It's cool.
First person get a house, you know?
No, for sure. And then we got to shun the kids away from the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's how it is.
Yeah, make it.
Huh?
You got to cook the pig.
Oh, you want me to cook the pig?
Yeah, you the ham guy.
Because I got the ham.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on the pig. I got ya. Don't you worry. I got it. I'll take care of it. All right, Mike. So, like, what's your role in a family, bro? What do you think your role is? You said you feel like they want you to succeed, right?
Yeah, I just feel like my role is just
What do you think they want to see out of you? You know, describe succession. Describe succeed to you. What do you think? I mean, honestly, to make them happy, would that make you happy, or you weren't so concerned about self-fulfillment?
I think they just want to see me get until I'm at a point where I could just support myself, you know what I mean? And I just start my own, you know, path, you know what I mean? I mean, I already kind of have my own path, but they're still very supportive, you know? But, like, I feel like Charlie and Nicole are still kind of, like, finding their way, you know what I mean? Kind of supporting me. So once I hit that point, like, you know, I'll start having kids, and they'll take care of them, you know what I mean?
I got you.
But my role right now, I just feel like I'm the youngest, you know, just do what I have to do so I don't have to make them stress, you know?
Sitting over here, like, yo, Michael, you got to get your shit done, bro.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a school project right now.
Really? That's crazy.
I'm trying to think right now.
No, man. I mean, no, this is a real question that I thought about, you know, because family, you know, it is what it is, bro. We all known each other like a family legacy, bro. Like, what? That's a real question. That's a real fucking genuine question. What are the Martinez's going to be known for, you know? So I'll pose a question to you, my friend.
I mean, like, so you want me to start off with what our family is about?
Whatever you want to start with. But something interesting I think everyone should know is there's only one real, like, true Martinez, and it's actually Chris. He's a Christopher Martinez. I have two last names, and John has two last names.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all really just carry the Martinez and drop the other last name. Although the government labels us by that, we don't represent. So,
but, like, so I could say one thing. The Encarnados, they're a lot closer compared to what we kind of are. We're, like, we're close, but to the point where we also have our own lives separate. But I think that just might be because of distance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like me and you don't really get together too much, but when we do, it's like nothing ever changed. You know what I'm saying? It's like back to square one.
Craziest thing about that statement is that you're in my town all the fucking time.
But I got stuff, you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
School and whatnot. But my position inside the family is I'm the youngest, you know? I feel like you two, you and Chris, you guys wanted me to, like...
I'm sorry, bro. You're not the youngest.
Not no more. But you guys wanted me to basically learn off of your lives, you know what I'm saying? And you guys wanted to help guide me to where I am now. And yeah, I feel like to make you guys happy makes me happy. But me being happy makes you happy, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like that added, I'm not going to say pressure, but the expectation. You know what I'm saying? I want to do good, so you guys know I'm doing good.
I like that. I respect that. Yo, let me ask you, what do you think of me, bro?
What I think about you?
Yeah, you know, we asked Michael what he thought about Nicole, what Nicole does, you know, stuff like that.
You're a real open person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you keep it a buck, basically. You could, like, how you called me out with not really watching a podcast. Yeah, you do that, like, all the time. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It wouldn't really matter who it was. It could be someone you just met. You'll let them know, like, ah, nah, that's not really right. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing, you know? You show face, basically, like you.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's how it is.
I tell people that's how I am, unfortunately. I mean, whether it's a good thing, whether it's a bad thing, I don't know. But yeah, no, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very transparent. I wear what the fuck is going on. Like, if I'm upset, you're going to know I'm upset. If I'm happy, you're going to know I'm happy. That's really what it is. You're looking over there like, who am I talking to? Talking to the people.
I'm just looking at the camera.
Okay, so you said I'm just very open.
Mm-hmm.
That's
And I mean, like, how do I put it? I know I could come with you with any sense of need, like when I ever need advice with you. And that's a good thing when you're always being honest, you know what I'm saying?
True.
But other than that, you know, caring aspect, you know, family always got to check that box off.
Keep the family in line, bro. So what's our family legacy? What do you think?
Like, where is it going?
What do you think the Martinez's are known for? Yeah, that's a good one as well. You know, where could it go, guys? We don't know the future, right? Yeah. You know, like, let's just say here lies Martinez, known for blank. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I feel like we kind of got the underdog story, if you know what I mean.
That's real.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? We kind of had to build up to where we are now, and we're still going. You know, you're making this up. Chris has his position. He's just getting up the ranks, and I'm starting my little empire. So,
yeah, bro, you're a genius. You're a fucking math wizard. Much respect to that. He really is, bro. Yeah, bro,
you're going to be building bridges, and you got to make sure that. Yeah,
hopefully,
up the
man. Hopefully.
Yeah, let me ask you this real question, right? Mm-hmm. Engineering. What type of engineering do you want to go into?
Mechanical.
Mechanical. Okay. Civil, I think, is more so bridges. Mm-hmm. But I thought that's pretty cool.
Civil?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, civil engineering. That's what I wanted to go to school for. That's what I started school for. But I didn't make it out. Yeah, I didn't pass. I didn't make it through.
I mean, I'm still deciding. Right now, the way my school works is you basically just do gen eds and like intro classes to see if that's what you're going for.
As I said, you still made it further than me, bro. So congratulations. That shit's hard. That shit's not easy. All right. Who am I in the family? All right. Who do I think I am? What do I think I am in the family? I think what you said is a really good point as far as being open, but I'll be honest. I think I'm like, it sounds so shitty to say, bro, but I feel like I'm like the family, like, fuck up, but I'm still like really, really good. Like, I'm still doing, and listen, the only reason I say that, listen,
if you're still living at home or something,
well, not like that. Not like that. It's just like morality within the family. From our cultures and our backgrounds, you know, my lifestyle may be frowned upon amongst our, well, my peers, you know, my mother, my grandma, you know, all the other shit like that. Yeah, you know, just what the culture embodies, you know, to being Salvadorian, you know, how they're all raised or the negative shit that they've seen. They don't want that for us. You know, they don't want that for us. So with that being said, I am open. You're right. You know, I'm very open. I'm very, just out there. Like, I think in a family out of us, I'm the one who's just fucking out there. Like, I'm not very introverted at all. I'm very extroverted. I talk to anyone and everyone, and I get myself into situations where it's like, how did I get here? And if I even try to explain the story to mom, she would like probably be like, oh my God, like, that's not good. But it's like, I'm not doing anything crazy. Don't get me wrong. But no, that's how I feel like I'm in the family. I feel like I'm the one with the loose mentality. Like, I'm very loose. I'm very just fuck it. Like, we're going to figure it out. And I don't know why that is. I think it does have to do with the middle child aspect. Would you mind looking up? I know there's stereotypes. There's stereotypes for the eldest, the middle, and the youngest as to what they're supposed to do. I was going to look that up before the show, but I forgot to. Because you showed up early. We started chatting it up. But yeah, let me know what the middle child in particular is known for. I think they're more so known for just like. Yeah, the middle child, I don't think it's not good shit, but it's like it could go either way. It could either go real good or it could go bad. You know, I think that was pretty much it. It's like you are the one that basically has the most freedom. A much more agreeable and easygoing at life. So it says you don't have to lead the pack as a middle child, and you don't have to be baby neither. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I got the most freedom in my family in my aspect, just because I was able to not have to worry about the big decisions, and I wasn't the main concern at any point once you were born. You were the main concern, bro. Not me. What do you got? The question was, being the middle child, do I think I got the shit out of the stick? No, not at all. Not at all. I really don't feel like I got the shit out of the stick. Honestly, I think I got the best of it. On a for real. On a for real, man. I think I got the best of it. I think when it got shitty for me was because, you know, John said our family legacy, underdogs. I like that. I'm going to stick with that. I like mm-hmm. that underdog mentality because we never came from Martinez and Encarnado family. We weren't wealthy guys. You know, we just went out there and our parents did what they had to do to get to ends meet, you know. And I remember, like, all right, as a middle child, like, I get home. But Chris, my older brother, would be walking in first, you know. So if there was something on the door, if there was like a water notice or whatever, he'd try to take it down before I even saw it. You know, I mean, obviously I wasn't oblivious. I knew what was going on. But I do remember the first time that I came home and the water notice was there and Chris was gone. Chris was in the military. Yeah. And I remember seeing that shit and I was like, damn. I was like, that's fucked. I was like, this shit is really happening. And at that time, I ended up giving my mom money to go to a football camp in order for her to take care of the bill. And I ended up going to the football camp through the funds of the Gridiron Club, Pocono Mountain West. Much love to them. Panthers all day, all three of us, right? Mm-hmm. So that, to me, family legacy is the underdog story, just trying to make it, you know, just... And listen, guys, like this right here, yeah, like this, if this makes me fantastic. But at the end of the day, I don't want to live. I tell people all the time, bro, it all started in the basement of Far Rockaway, New York. Mm-hmm. Where did it start for you, man? What? Where did it start for you? Your life, bro. Our life started in, what's up?
Queens.
Well, Queens.
I barely remember.
Okay. So, like, but looking at photos and stuff, like looking at photos, you know, do you have any memories or recollection of photos? Maybe like the living space, you know?
Queens.
Yes.
Oh, when I was 4 years, I remember like the whole apartment, the whole layout, everything. It's weird. But I can only just the layout of the apartment and maybe the front of the street, and that's it. It was the smallest apartment, so.
Right. So.
Yeah.
To think about where our parents came, because both of our parents, as a family, they weren't born in America. You know, they immigrated here. And, you know, they started from the bottom up, you know, so.
I don't even know how our parents met, or how my mom met your mom, to be honest. School thing? Yeah, I'd,
A school thing? Yeah, I'm 25. Never fails, bro. Never fails. One thing about Salvadorians.
They're from the same place, so they're bound.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One thing about Salvadorians is like as soon as you find that one that's from another, that's from the same country, be like, oh, Salvador, Salvador. And they're just buddies and they're the best of friends. And yeah, our moms became really good friends, man. They were the best of friends. And that's how we all fucking met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great times. Great times. So back to the house, bro, like, you know, small basement, small apartment, you know, that's where you started. Yeah. Then he came to Pennsylvania. Now you got this, you had this house, right? Yeah. Fucking doors, you know, actual doors, yeah, a bedroom for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to think about that, you know, and our families as to where they started and where they're at now, it's kind of crazy. It's unbelievable, you know, because to think of like, I tell you, bro, if I could get, I probably could. If I were to get, it all started in the basement of Far Rockaway, New York on my fucking, if I could get that tattooed, I'd get it tattooed.
Yeah,
That's my established, you know, like, you know how people put EST 1998?
Trademark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd put established in a basement in Far Rockaway, New York, you know, like, because real shit, bro. Our cribs as children. Mm-hmm. Were drawers to a dresser. And that dresser followed us around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time. Finally got rid of it. Like how many years ago? 6-7 years?
I don't know. I had it. When Chris left, I still had one.
Uh-huh. Still had it, man. Shit's crazy. Think of where we came. Let me ask you this, bro. You know what I think is nuts about our family? Yeah. The fact that we got like 7 uncles who we don't even know.
Mm-hmm. I want to see.
How about you?
Same. I got... our mom, we have a bunch of aunts, like 3 aunts. Yeah, but they all live somewhere. They live in either El Salvador or some other part of the country, and I just really never met them. But once they see me, it's fucking all love, because they know my mom.
It's very unique, isn't it? Like, yeah. It makes me wonder, like, why haven't our uncles or well, in particular for us, uncles, you guys, aunts.
Yeah.
You know, why haven't they migrated here? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they just like, our family is just really a lot of based in Salvador. And they just kind of, but like our family is very like religious, and they, they're all like either dentists or lawyers or something in El Salvador. Yeah.
Hmm. You know, so they're living a good life.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone that came to America is more like free. You know what I mean? Not like free, but you know, they drink and they smoke or something.
So yeah.
I guess they don't want that. That's why they don't come here.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Now, do you know why your parents, well, in particular, your mom came from El Salvador? I know you guys as father. Guys, the Incarnado father is a fucking trip.
I mean, he's not going to watch this, but he definitely came here. I have theories. He definitely knocked up some girl in Italy.
Hold on, impersonate your. Can you impersonate your father for me? I gotta adjust his pillow.
But, I mean, whatever he tells me, he said he came here for an American girl, but I'm pretty sure he probably knocked up some girl in Italy.
You think he met her on Tinder?
So he met her on Tinder, and he was like far out, and his dad was like, "Yo, take all the money you need, go to America," and then he came here.
So. Wow.
He did construction. Typical immigrant job.
So what brought your mom here? Do you guys know?
She finished university. She wanted to be a writer. And I always love telling her why she came here. She's like, I want to come to America and stuff like that. She's like, I want to come to America, all the movies. She's like, all the men were handsome on the movies and shit. She's like, I came here, all the men were ugly. She's like, I got bamboozled.
Damn. Yeah. She was like, they all eat McDonald's over here. They ain't eating those pupusas. Shout out to pupusas. If you don't know pupusas, you better Google them, check them out. You know, and while you're at it, make sure you follow, comment, subscribe to the Middleman Podcast on the road to episode 100. Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, once you subscribe, I give you a free pupusa.
And I'll give you a free ham. Free slice of ham. Just subscribe right here. Free slice of ham for you. As long as you're not allergic to cherry, brown sugar, or pineapples, we'd be good. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, right? So we have like fucking... So our mother, right? Our mother's relatively young. Our mother is 45? Nah, bro. I think she's 45. She was born in 78. I was born in 98. So she had me when she was 20.
All
right. Yeah. Right? That makes sense, right?
78.
2. Nah, hold on. 2,
45. Yeah, 45. If it was 78.
Last time I did math on the show, I was way off. So, like, way off.
Yeah.
Fucking meant to say 37 instead of 43 or something like that. So, but no, so she came here when she was, look, he's doing a math right now.
Charlie texted me too. He's 45. Pull up.
You're right.
Yeah. Yep. Mom is, our mother's 45. So she's relatively young, bro. And it's kind of crazy to think, you know, our mother's story. Got to get mom on a pod. Mom, you want to come on a pod? No, for sure. For sure. We got to get mom on a pod.
I love seeing her mom. She's so confident.
She's got like very, she's got good English.
Yeah.
With a heavy accent.
She's gotten really good, like compared to the past few years. She's been getting better.
Yes.
She can write good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can write. So
my dad can't write.
But yeah, so she came to America. What's up, Charlie? Welcome to the stew. Appreciate you for being here, man. We're talking about family legacy. We're talking about our roles in a family. And right now we're talking about our mothers. All right. Yeah. So. Yeah, so mom, to my understanding, came to the country because shit was bad with Chris's father.
Mm-hmm.
So she came here. What I find odd is that our grandmother was here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why didn't they come together?
I thought mom came first.
No, bro. Grandma was here first. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you got a different story and I got a different story. Shit.
I heard that mom came first and then grandma came like a year after or something.
You have to ask her. We're going to dinner with her Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta ask her. There's a lot of questions I got for mom, man. For real. I'm at that age now. I gotta ask her what's up.
Yeah, ever since my mom, I asked my dad everything. So I wanna know everything about
him. All right, yo, I'm sorry. We never got an impersonation of your father, bro. Could you give us one?
Right. I don't even know. Like, what do you want? Angry?
All right.
Confused? I got one for everything.
All right. Let's go angry, confused, like, and then trying to start a business.
Say, like, you know how you told your mom something and she'd be like, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like this was like I'll tell my dad the same thing, but it was a little different, right? He'd be like, oh, come on, Michael, you can't do that. You got to think of your future, man. You can't do stuff like that. It's dangerous. You got to tell me. all right, he go do this for me, and then everything everything he told me just goes away. The whole problem, he'll forget it, and he just wants me to do something. And that's literally what it is.
What was I gonna say? You got it lucky, bro. You were lucky. John came into this world where fucking child abuse was at a minimum, because shit, man, we used to get beat the fuck up when we were younger. That shit was crazy. True story. Ready? I'm about to put this shit on blast. There was this time where my mom got angry at our brother, Chris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she like grabbed whatever was in sight. It just happened to be a broom. So she grabs a broom and she fucking like, whoosh, you know, she hits him with it. And she got mad at him because he broke the fucking broom.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, she's like, Chris, you broke the broom. And she's and he's like, Ma, you hit me. Like, yeah, like, what do you want me to do, bro? Nah, real shit. I want to tell this, but I don't want no one to like fucking try to call mom and like fucking say some shit. Nah, right? No, Will. No. Real shit. I mean, one of the worst things. This is what I'm saying. Like, ethnicity, culture, different than America. Okay, punishment was different. Not only did we get our Xbox remote stolen, we were asked to kneel in front of the fucking refrigerator on hard rice with your hands above your head for like a minimum of 20 to, you know, whatever, 20 minutes, right? Let's just say 20 minutes, right? Then you're looking. then if you look at the TV. Another 5-10 minutes. Another 5-10 minutes. You ever have to do that?
I ain't never get
lucky, that. Motherfucker. Did you bro. As in the both of us get in trouble?
Yeah.
Both on the fridge.
Chris and I got in trouble together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. If Chris and I were fighting, she'd be like, "Oh, word, you want to fight? Okay, both of ya." Right here. Right, get the rice, you know?
I think because this guy right here was so bad. This guy was so bad, I would just stay out the way, you know?
¿Él estaba usando los drogas?
No. Oh, man. I think I just seen everything bad, so I was like, I just can't do bad shit, you know what I mean?
No, all right, so that was your father angry. Could you give me him pitching a business plan?
Him pissing. Oh.
All right. Listen. So not only is my mom an iconic character to come on the show, so is Joe.
I'm sorry. I mean, I can give. I had a funny story about him being angry at me, though. I kind of want to tell it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, like, when I told him my license was suspended, right? He gets angry all the time, right? But it was such a curveball, right? Same shit, right? I told him, I was like, yo, Joe. My license got suspended. He's like, I fucking told you not to drive the fucking car, all this, you motherfucker, all this, right? Just a good like 2 minutes of yelling and then it goes down, right? Always, right? And I feel like shit. But he was like, you motherfucker, you this motherfucker. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in God. I was like, what? I'm like, bro, you're not even religious. I'm not religious. I said, to do with God. And I was trying to fucking start. Like, such a curveball.
He's like, dude, you're not religious. I'm not religious. What do you mean? Oh, man.
And yeah.
That's fantastic, bro. Yeah, your father's a fucking trip, bro. My impression of Joe would be like, hey, Joe. Hey, Kev, you're fat. You're looking fat. But yeah, I appreciate it, Joe.
He's brutally honest, bro.
I'd be like, I appreciate it, Joe. You still got that limp. He's got a prosthetic leg.
Nah, I always see him at my job. I see him once a month or something. And he's like, hey, I know that guy. I'll be on the machine like, you do very good, John. You know that. Keep working here. Good life. Good future.
Like, always, hey, Joe, bro. Gotcha, he'd be like, yo, your career in Lowe's is going to take you far. Nah, he's every time I see him, like, Kev, when we gonna start a business? when are we gonna come on? I'm trying to talk to you. You know, we got what type of business you want to start, Joe? You like pizza? We can make some pizza. You know, and it's just like, all right, Joe, yeah, how are we gonna start this pizza? Okay, so look, I need all your money. I need all your money and it'd be okay. I'd take care of it. It'd be okay. And then you just keep working. You keep working hard. Everything's going to be okay. But I swear, bro, every time you speak to Joe, it's a lesson that goes nowhere. It's a lesson that it's like, Oh, man. Okay. I've heard that one before. But okay, Joe. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
He'll tell you a joke that lasts like 3 minutes. That's a young ride.
I'd be like, so, dude, you know what I don't like? The fact that my mom and your dad, they don't like each other. They don't like each other.
No, my dad just doesn't like anyone.
Nah, bro. Like, it's not your mom. It's just nah, bro. It was on both sides. Yeah, they got some weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rest in peace to their mother. We love her on a for real. Yeah. That's probably the most surreal moment. You know, holidays were always spent at the Incarnato's house, you know, fucking rice balls. Medion was cooking, bro. She knew what she was doing with those rice balls. All right, real statement right here, right now. Thanksgiving's coming up. Who's hosting? Okay, this is a party amongst the Martinez and Incarnato's. I hear that there's an added pressure for me to host. How do you feel about that? Actually. That's crazy because we were talking about it too. We were probably going to lose Charlie this year. Yeah. Here's life. Life hits you fast as shit. Just like that. Just a few years ago, we were at every Thanksgiving together. Now we might lose him. That's just crazy.
We're just going to have to. No.
That's fair. Yeah. I hear you. I get it, bro. I get it. Listen, Thanksgiving's a blast. Hey. Man.
I haven't met him yet.
It's all right.
He's pretty dope.
He's sleeping, bro. You're good. You're good. He's a pretty cool kid. I'm sure you do.
We'll just have two Thanksgivings, so don't worry about it. We'll have two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, we gotta have two Thanksgivings. I like that, guys. I like that. Funny holidays, funny times, man. I love the holidays. We always get together, have a blast every single year, man. I don't know.
Yeah, that's always it. Pretty fun. Yeah, we should play poker this again.
All right, yeah, we got a few more minutes. Go ahead.
Right when Halloween ends.
All right. When is the appropriate time to put up your Christmas tree? That is a brilliant question. You know what? The whole thesis of this podcast was to highlight that there's a fucking holiday in between Halloween and Christmas. And it's called Thanksgiving. Okay. And a lot of people forget that turkey fucking died for your sins. Okay. And you guys, you guys are damn too ungrateful to realize that Mr. Gobble Gobble gave up his freaking throat. Okay. Because Santa was coming around to get some fucking milk and cookies. I really want to talk about this. Hold up. This shit really gets me mad. Every single fucking year, never fails. There's a fucking holiday in between Halloween and Christmas, okay? Mm-hmm. It's called Thanksgiving. Don't fucking forget it. Seriously. Don't fucking forget. Can we get a Thanksgiving song? Is there a Thanksgiving song?
Nah.
You guys want to make one? Yeah, there is. Can we make one? Hold on. Let's make one. We got Smiggity J up in the booth. We got Mike Kells on a mic. Okay. And we got DJ Kevy Kev. All right. Here we go. All right. There was a turkey.
Bro, I don't know.
There was a turkey. Who crossed the street trying to figure out how he's going to take the heat into the oven.
And then he got roasted.
Roasted. And then he got
Made in the stuffing.
I was looking for the word toasted, but best believe.
And then I ate that shit with my fucking fam.
Ate it with the fam like damn wham.
Ham.
Help.